Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Mercy.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One in 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. They're odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Yes, hello everybody, welcome along to the Punt Podcast here at William Hill. This is a Women's World Cup edition. We're looking ahead to England's quarter-final tie against Norway. That is on Thursday evening, an 8 o'clock kickoff in Le Havre. We'll have plenty of bets up for that game. We'll have a little bit of a reflection on what we've seen so far. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio today by Bridget Lockwood.
How are you, Bridget? I'm good, thank you.
Good stuff. You enjoy the Women's World Cup so far?
Been very good. I've even been out to France to watch a few games.
Have you really?
Yeah, I went to England's first group game against Scotland.
That must have been good.
Yeah, very good.
What's the atmosphere like at the Women's World Cup? Because obviously it's growing in stature, sold out stadiums, millions of people watching. I think it was 6.7 million or something on the BBC for the Cameroon game. So, you know, is the atmosphere picking up as well now?
I think the atmosphere would be bigger if it was in England, because I've been to friendlies in England with more people attending.
Okay.
But it might have just been because it was south of France and it's quite difficult to get to, that there was less people there, but it was still really good.
Good stuff.
Scottish fans are very loud.
The Scottish fans louder than English fans?
Way louder.
Were they?
Right, yeah. Okay.
Need to pick up the game, England fans. That's what needs to happen. Let's talk about England's previous game against Cameroon, because it caught a lot of headlines, not because of the football on offer, but it was a bizarre game, wasn't it? The number of times they went to VAR, the anger, the tears. It was something I've never seen before in a football match, really.
Yeah, it's very strange. I think Cameroon were lucky to get away with a 3-0 loss. I think there should have been two red cards in the first half.
Yeah, the late tackle was horrific, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah. She spat on a player, which is...
Yeah, it's disgusting, isn't it?
Spitting didn't even go to VAR. They didn't check it at all.
Yeah. Do you think the referee felt the pressure a little bit?
Oh, I think she crumbled under the pressure.
Fair enough.
She did not control that situation at all.
England's mentality was good there, wasn't it? Because they could have lost their heads as well. It could have distracted them, but they were very professional. And Phil Neville talked up his professionality of his players. Is that a word? Professionalism of his players. Late on, or in his interview afterwards, was quite damning about Cameroon. Do you think he's got it right?
Oh, definitely. But I think it might have been beneficial to England to have a game so stop-starty. We probably only played in second gear. We didn't have to play to our highest standard to get the win, which might be beneficial considering Norway have had an extra day rest.
What do you make of England's performances as a whole? We'll move on to Norway in just a moment. But 4 wins out of 4, which is obviously very good. They've been in control of games. They haven't really looked too flashy yet. Do you think there's more to come from England?
I hope there's more to come. I think our defence was kind of shaky against Cameroon, and if it was a stronger team like Norway, they will punish us. We gave away a lot of balls to Cameroon, which we shouldn't have done. I feel like England play really well and then they have 15 minutes where they just lose their heads and they have a lapse of concentration.
Okay. Norway is a tougher test, isn't it? They needed penalties to get past Australia, but Australia are pretty useful. Norway women are 27-10 to win against England. The draw is 23-10, and England women are 21-20, so relatively tight betting. What threats will Norway pose? What do England need to be careful of, or what have you made of Norway so far?
Well, I think Norway are a very good side. They haven't really changed how they play for at least a decade. They know how they play football, but it can make them quite predictable. And teams like England might be able to watch them and realise what their weaknesses are. They've had some very good attacking threats from midfielder Caroline Hansen, and I'll be surprised if she doesn't score against England.
Okay. She's not a bad price either. She's 3-1 to score any time, 8-1 to score first, 8-1 to score last. And if you think she can get a couple, 28-1, which is a big price. Hopefully she doesn't get a couple.
Yeah, hopefully.
So she's the chief threat for Norway then?
Oh, I think so. She's just signed to Barcelona from Wolfsburg. Great signing for Barcelona, yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Do you think England win the match then? You mentioned that you think Norway will get on the score sheet.
I think first half is going to be very close. I think it's going to go into half-time 1-1, but I think it's going to end 3-1 to England, because Norway have conceded 3 of their 4 goals in the last quarter of the game so far in the World Cup. So I think England will be able to punish them in the last quarter and win 3-1.
We could take a few bets out of that then. England to win 3-1 on the correct score market. That is 16-1, which is a big price. Both teams to score in the first half is something you mentioned there as well, isn't it? Both teams to score in the first half is 7-2, which is a nice price as well. I'm just going to see if I can find a price on 1-1 at half-time. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think 1-1 at half-time.
Do we have first half correct score? That's the question. And this is always the good part of the podcast where you're trying to find a market and you're not sure where it is.
I think I saw both teams to score in the first half. It didn't say what score, but for both of them to score at 9-2, I think.
Somebody's onto you there because it's now 7-2. So it has,
7-2,
it has shortened a little bit, yeah. Okay, so 1-1 at half-time and England to go on and win 3-1 then, the prediction from Bridget. You can also do the double result, which will be draw at half-time and England women to go on and win the match, which is 4-1, which is a better price than England women just to win the match at 21-20. We mentioned goal scorers for Norway. We've mentioned how you think the match will turn out. What about England?
I think Ellen White will definitely score for England. I shouldn't say definitely. I hope she scores for England. She's already scored 4 in this World Cup and she's looking like a really good threat for them.
Yeah, she's been very good, hasn't she, Ellen White? She's actually subject of some enhanced odds that we have on the William Hill website. Ellen White to score and England women to win in 90 minutes. That should be 12-5, but we've pushed that out. That's now 3-1. So that's her on the score sheet in an England victory. We've got a few others in there, actually. See if you like any of these. Both teams to score in the first half. 7-2 out to 9-2. That's where you got the 9-2 from. It's been enhanced. So there you go. That's another one. Somebody's been following your prep here. England women to win both halves. You think it'll be a draw at halftime, so maybe that one's not for you. That's 13-2 for anybody who fancies that. And Nikita Paris to score first. 5-1 out to 7-1. She scored in the opening game. She was England's leading scorer in qualifying as well. And any set pieces or penalties or anything.
Penalties is her thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, any other markets or any other things you want to add to this?
Well, the two teams have played each other at the last World Cup. They played in the last 16, where England were losing 1-0, but they came back to win 2-1. I feel like Norway will score first, but England will go on to win in this game as well. I think it might be a similar sort of game to the last World Cup.
Okay. Yeah, it was 2-1 back in the World Cup in 2015. They've actually met in two World Cups. England and Norway, and it's won apiece in terms of victories. Norway won the meeting between the two sides back in 1995. Were you even born in 1995?
No, I was not.
You think England will get late goals? We do sometimes offer markets on late goals as well, so do check that out. As we get close to kickoff, we'll see if we have any England to score in the latter part of the game. So match goals, 76th minute to full time, 21-20, if you think we'll see a late goal there. You don't even need to name who will get that goal either. Would you be interested in that? Something along the later half of the game? Just goals and don't even need to pick the result?
Yeah, it sounds like a good bet, that one. With Norway's defensive stature in the last quarter of the game, yeah, it sounds good, that one.
And England women, highest scoring half. I think it'll be 1-1 at half-time and England go on and win it. So the second half will be the highest scoring there. 29-20. And obviously, again, you don't actually need to put the result on that. You just need England to score more goals in the second half than they do in the first. Overriding opinion then, do you want to just give us a little summary before we let you go? What you're looking forward to, what you're expecting, and what your favourite bet is for Thursday night?
I'm definitely expecting a win. I'm hoping for a win. Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game. England's toughest match. It's going to be a lot of strong challenges from both sides. They've got a very good back line, Norway, with Mjelde. I think Ellen White will score, and I think Caroline Hansen will score for Norway.
Okay, I hope you're right. Good luck with your selections. Enjoy the game on Thursday night, and hopefully we'll see England in another semi-final in the next few days.